Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. In today's episode, we're kicking off a brand new series called How to Get Discovered on Social Media. It's a topic that I love to talk about because it is a must when you're trying to run a business, because social media is where high school seniors live and breathe. Social media is everyone's best friend when it comes to promoting your business and reaching your target audience. But sometimes it can also feel like your worst enemy. To jumpstart our series, we are diving into the world of social media and discussing five tips that can help you make the most of your social media presence and start getting discovered by your dream clients, which I'm guessing are high school seniors if you're listening to the Seniorology Podcast. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, you're in the right place. We'll explore strategies to make your social media game strong, attract more followers, and ultimately land those ideal clients. And there just might be an amazing surprise for you at the end of this episode, so make sure you listen all the way through. All right, grab a notebook and a pen because we're going to be taking notes today. Let's get started. Tip number one is don't post just to post. Okay, I get it. We all know we're supposed to post on social. So sometimes we are so busy, we just throw up a post and hope for the best. But we really shouldn't post just to post. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of social media where it seems like everyone is posting all the time. But here's the thing, we can't post just to post. There has to be a strategy and a reason behind the posts if you want those posts to attract your ideal clients. Think about the purpose behind every piece of content you put out. Are you sharing something that speaks to your ideal senior client? Are you showcasing your unique style and personality? Remember, quality trumps quantity. Posting with a purpose not only keeps your content relevant, but also helps you stand out in a sea of posts. Be authentic and create posts that resonate with your specific audience. Authenticity will help you connect with your followers on a deeper level. Tip number two is to find new people to follow. Sitting back and waiting on them to follow you is not the answer. Getting discovered on social media isn't just about people finding you, it's about you finding them. And I can't stress this enough because I know what you're thinking. Of course I find people to follow, but do you really? Are you really actively following new people that could potentially be clients? My guess is the answer is probably not. There are a lot of photographers out there that feel like it's somewhat creepy or somehow not right to follow high school seniors. But the truth of the matter is they're on a platform to be social. So getting followers is part of being on that platform. And what's the worst that could happen? They could just not accept your follow request. Okay, no big deal. I'll follow someone who does, right? To grow your following on social media, you need to be actively finding and engaging with new people. Every single year, there's a new class of high school seniors. So if you just hope they find you, you're not going to grow via social media too much. I know that's a little harsh, right? But the truth of the matter is you can't expect social media to work for you if you are not being social and finding people to be social with on social media, okay? So while putting out beautifully branded content is totally important, you also have to take the time to entice people to look at your content and let them know you are here. That's the other thing. If you have a party and you don't send out invitations, then how can you expect anybody to show up, right? Same thing with social media. If you're on social, but you don't let anybody know you're there, then how can you really expect anybody to come follow you, engage with you, know, like, and trust you, and then hire you, right? So start by following accounts related to high school seniors. Find the yearbook account to follow. Find the team sport account to follow. Find other seniors to follow that have liked or commented on some of your clients' posts. Find parents of seniors to follow. Teachers in high school. Whatever the case may be, you need to be actively following people so that they can in turn follow you and engaging with their content, liking, commenting, etc. We can't just hit the follow button. We also have to engage by liking and commenting. And honestly, commenting is going to get you even further. I mean, it's so much easier just to double tap something and give it a heart, but does that really start a conversation? No. So we have to be willing to be social by actually engaging with the people that we're following, okay? This can increase your visibility within these communities and open up doors to more seniors finding out about you and potentially hiring you. Tip number three, create lead generating posts, okay? This is not just general information posts, okay? This is posts that are actually going to call your followers to take action or to start a conversation or to comment, okay? Or to ask you questions or to send you a DM. That's what a lead generating post is all about. So let's talk about the difference between lead generation posts and other types of content. Lead generation posts are specifically designed to capture potential clients' information, like their email address, or get an inquiry from them, or prompt them to DM you. These should be very clear, concise, enticing, encouraging your followers to again take action. On the other hand, your regular posts should focus on storytelling, showcasing your expertise, and building trust with your audience. Honestly, it's a mixture, right? We don't always want to be doing lead generation posts because maybe that turns our audience off, but you mix it in with other types of posts so you're always capturing the attention of your audience. Share behind-the-scenes glimpses of your work, client success stories, or tips related to senior photography. These posts help establish your authority and foster a sense of community. While both of these types of content are extremely valuable for your social media presence, make sure you're not neglecting one over the other. Consider setting a goal for yourself or even creating a content calendar where you post 3 lead generating posts a week and 2 or 3 other types of posts, such as storytelling posts, behind the scene posts, etc. This will help you make sure you are maintaining variety in your content and also make sure your content actually pushes your audience to take action and become your client, because that's the goal, right? Okay, if you need more help marketing to seniors, figuring out the social media game, getting booked for senior sessions, making 4 figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a 6-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Seniorology semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on that link in the show notes. Okay, friends, tip number four is to showcase your personality. One of the most critical aspects of getting discovered on social media is showcasing your personality. Don't be afraid to let your authentic self shine through your content. This makes you relatable and memorable to your followers. Share your hobbies, interests, and what makes you unique. Share your personality. If you're quirky and funny, make sure you're showing that. Show what it's like to work with you so they get a glimpse of your personality before they hire you. Your personality can be a powerful magnet for potential clients who resonate with you, not just your work. Remember, people choose to work with those they like and connect with on a personal level, so don't be afraid to get a little bit more personal and show who you really are. Are you a mom who balances family and your passion for photography? Are you a coach in your community or a teacher? Maybe you volunteer with a local mission. Maybe you're obsessed with your pet and want to showcase all the funny things they do. Maybe you like Taylor Swift just like every other high school senior does. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to show you. Okay, we've made it to tip number five, and this might be the most important tip, which is stay consistent. Oh my gosh, I think it's probably one of the hardest things to do because we have so much to do when it comes to running a photography business. So I totally get it. And frankly, sometimes we need a little break, right? Social media can be so consuming sometimes, but being consistent is the way that you keep your followers engaged and active with you, okay? In the ever-evolving world of social media, consistency is key. Decide on a posting schedule that you can realistically maintain. It might be daily, it could be weekly, or somewhere in between. Stick to it to keep your audience engaged and aware of when to expect your content. They need to know, like, and trust you, right? So they need to know when they can expect you to show up on social media, right? So if it's two times a week, stick to it. Don't overcommit yourself to 7 days a week because that may not actually be realistic, right? So you want to make sure you pick a number of days that you can truly stay consistent. Additionally, consistency extends to your visual brand. Maintain a cohesive look and feel across your social media platforms to establish a recognizable and professional presence. Now, gone are the days of the perfect feed. I don't mean that, but your feed should be a good representation of your brand. Okay, so make sure that you are showing consistent work that is all edited in the same way, showing up consistently with your personality, sharing things that you think that your audience will resonate with. So there you have it, guys, senior photographers. It's the best way to get discovered is social media, okay? Remember to post with purpose. Engage with your audience. Differentiate between lead generation and other posts. And frankly, try things out. No one cares if you post something and it doesn't quite work. Try something different. I try all kinds of things on social media and some of them fall flat, but you know what? I keep trying. So don't be afraid to just try new types of posts, get yourself on camera, be present, and be consistent. Most importantly, let your unique personality shine. With dedication, authenticity, and a little strategy, you can increase your visibility and attract more of those ideal senior clients. All right, friends, I told you at the beginning of this episode that I had something amazing for you, so let's get to it. If you want to take your social media to the next level and book more clients, which is the goal, right? but you feel like you need a little more guidance, I have put together the perfect guide for you. Let me introduce you to the Book More Seniors Marketing Toolkit. This toolkit is designed to help you transform your social media presence in 30 days, okay? It is designed to help you be consistent in the next 30 days. It is designed to help you book more seniors in the next 30 days. So head to the link in the show notes to grab your own copy. This toolkit's got everything you need to be consistent with your content marketing, both on social media and in other areas of your senior photography business. This toolkit is designed to help you be consistent, even form a habit of being consistent on social media, attract your target audience, and book more seniors. It has personally helped me book over 20 seniors in just 30 days. It's also helped many of my students reach their goal number of booked seniors in just 30 days, and I know it can help you too. This toolkit includes 30 days of strategic social media content to captivate your audience and attract senior clients. These are professionally written with the purpose of getting you discovered, engaging with your audience, and filling your inbox with inquiries. You will also receive written for you blog posts to allow you to share your expertise, showcase what makes you different, and get you ranked on Google so you get discovered by even more potential clients. Also included are 10 Instagram Canva templates to use that will showcase your work in a visually appealing way and make your viewers want to learn more. And finally, a complete roadmap full of specific exercises to do to increase your following, increase your leads, and increase your chance of conversion. If you're looking for a way to take the guesswork out of marketing your senior photography business, increase your inquiries, and double your senior bookings in the next 30 days, the Book More Seniors Marketing Toolkit is perfect for you. It's only $49 for a limited time, so grab it while you can and get started on your next 30 days to booking senior clients. You can find it at the link in the show notes or follow www.seniorology.com/marketing-toolkit. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening for another episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And please, pretty please, share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to help you any way that I can. So let me know by sending me a DM on Instagram or an email at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you want to hear right here on the Seniorology Podcast. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. Until then, post on social, get your personality out there, follow new potential clients, and try to stay consistent. Let me know if I can help you. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.